Emily, your book was first published a year ago and in many ways rocked Silicon Valley. How much progress have you seen for women in tech since then?
Well, I would say change is happening, but change is happening slowly. Some companies are evolving their policies. We are seeing an incredible amount of employee activism. But if you look at the latest diversity numbers of Facebook and Google, the numbers of women and minorities in tech haven't budged. You mentioned the Google walkout. You know, that's one example where we saw employees stand up, demand change, and Google actually responded and ended forced arbitration for sexual harassment and discrimination cases. Some people don't realize that basically when you join a tech company, you have to sign what's called a non-disclosure agreement or an NDA, which is basically a vow of silence where you agree to never sue the company, never talk badly about the company if something goes wrong. Now Google has changed that. So if something goes wrong, you can take your case to court. Amazon's another interesting example where shareholders pressured the company to diversify its board. So Amazon has since added 2 women directors to the board. But what I would say is, you know, given the fact that the numbers themselves aren't changing, we really need to keep this activism up because the companies can change if they're compelled to, but they're not going to do it on their own.
And if we need to be reminded why it's important to have women building tech products?
You know, I think this is a really important question. If you look at Amazon's facial recognition technology, for example, it gets white men right 100% of the time. It gets darker-skinned women wrong 35% of the time. Imagine being a woman of color or a person of color and being accused of a crime you didn't commit because the tech got it wrong. That is why we need women building these products. The researchers who discovered this flaw were 2 black women. Amazon also has a recruiting technology that trained itself to reject the resumes of female candidates. It simply learned that men were better because the company was hiring so many men. And in my book, you know, there are several examples of, you know, when you add a woman to the team, how things can change. Evan Williams, the co-founder of Twitter, told me that he thinks online harassment and trolling would not be such a problem on the platform if more women had been on the early Twitter team from the beginning. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. Imagine if the internet was a friendlier place.
Why do these people have to be reminded of this stuff?
Exactly. It seems like common sense, but you know what? It's not just the right thing to do, it's the smart thing to do. In the new afterword of the book, I highlight some examples of companies that are getting it right, and one of them is Redfin, the real estate technology company, which they couldn't find enough women with the technical skills that they wanted, so instead of complaining about it, they created their own pipeline. They hired women from non-traditional backgrounds, they pulled women from their marketing team, and they taught them how to code. And then they started collecting data. Well, were these women being successful? And in fact, they were getting promoted at the same rate. And they actually put a number of these women on their home touring product, which they hadn't really been able to figure out for many years. They kept losing money on it. When they added women to the team, they took a different approach. They were more collaborative with the agents in the field. And Redfin made an additional $30 million that year.